This is the Sons and Slaves Podcast. This is a show devoted to helping fathers and sons honor and obey the Lord. Join me, Jared, and my sons Ransom and Valor as I talk to them about boyhood and the process of becoming a man.
Welcome to the Sons and Slaves Podcast. I'm here with my two co-hosts today, Valor and Dad. How you two been doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Valor?
Good.
Ransom? Doing good?
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys drinking today?
An icy.
What kind of icy?
Strawberry.
Strawberry icy.
Is it full of red dyes?
Yes.
That's crazy. You guys are going to be acting weird here in a little bit. Tons of sugar, I'm sure, as well. Guys, it's been 3 months since we've recorded. What has been going on? Why have we delayed so long?
I don't know.
I have a confession to make. I lost the book, Boyhood and Beyond. I don't know where it's at.
Yes.
I know. It's got to be in here somewhere. But that's going to be okay because we're going to do a podcast episode anyways. We're going to talk about books that we've been reading. We hope you guys have been having a good time this summer with your summer reading. We're going to talk about a few things that we've read and then a few things that we've done. And also, big announcement, drum roll please, Ransom Sparks turns 11 years old tomorrow.
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm excited for it, no doubt.
You are?
I don't know what to think about it. I mean, I'm super excited.
You got friends coming over, we're going to have a good time, we're going to get to hang out, we got fireworks, our neighbor does a huge firework. It's really all for Ransom. I mean, I guess it is because it's Independence Day, but really it's because it's Ransom's birthday, right?
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yes, in 1776, we seceded from the British Union, and we established our own nation of colonies. Pretty amazing. Independence Day, baby. Secession Day. Ransom's birthday. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Ask for the Lord's help. You guys already know what we're drinking. I'm not drinking a slushy because I don't like those red artificial dyes in my body. And so instead, I'm drinking coffee and getting a bunch of caffeine in me instead. So who's going to pray for us? Going once?
Me.
Going to
me.
Okay, Valor, go ahead.
Jesus, I pray that I would be super, 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 super good. And I pray that we would have a really good Sons and Slaves podcast. And we would have a real good day today. And I pray that.
Amen. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and dive into summer reading. Let's start with you, Valor. Tell us about some of the books you've read this summer. And
nine books this year.
9 books so far? Now, this year or just this summer?
Well,
because really, you hadn't.
I started a little bit late.
Right, because at the beginning of the year, you just really started reading, and now you're reading really well.
Not really the beginning.
Like the beginning of last school year, I mean.
Yeah.
But that now you're reading a lot.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So tell us about your book. Tell us about your books.
So Dogman.
You've read more than just Dogman.
Dragon Masters, and that's 3+.
So you've been enjoying Dragon Masters?
Yeah.
Anything else you've been reading?
I have 2 books more. Remember.
It's sometimes hard to remember. Yeah. That's why it's always good to write a list.
Yeah, my computer.
And you've got a list on your computer, don't you?
Yeah.
You're emailing now, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and Voxering.
And Voxering.
I'm constantly emailing with Ari. So
yeah, you and Ari are buddies.
Uh-huh.
If there's anybody out there that wants to email you guys, maybe they should reach out. Because it'd be cool to have some more email buddies from around the country.
Yeah.
You know?
Rhett listens to this podcast, and I want to know your email address.
We need Rhett's email. Yeah. Rhett Hall out there. Shout out to Justin and Rhett down in Texas.
Yep.
We need a email for Rhett. I don't know if he's got one or not yet.
Yeah.
I'll text his dad.
If you don't.
Anybody else that's listening in, if you want some email buddies. What? Just talk to me. I'll edit it. What?
Can I go look at mine?
No, because we already got it. We already got that.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's some of the books that Valor's been reading this year, and he's been having a great time. It's been awesome to see you develop as a reader, because I think it's important. I was talking to Ransom about this yesterday, that leaders are readers. If you want to be a reader, if you want to be a leader, that means that you're learning lessons from those who have gone before you. And there's a lot of people that are a lot older than you, aren't there, Valor?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think are some things that you can learn from people that have gone before you?
How looking good at it.
Hard work and a good attitude. Yeah. Okay, you can learn hard work and a good attitude. What did you say? You could learn working out. You want to work out? Learn.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to learn how to? You've been working out a lot, haven't you?
Yeah.
This summer has been really a summer of reading and working out. Valor and Ransom both have been playing a lot of football Valor's been doing pull-ups. What was that one day you had 300 pull-ups and...
I did that 4 days.
300 pull-ups 4 days in a row?
Yeah, 300 pull-ups. Well, 150 easy kind of pull-ups, 150 hard kind of pull-ups, 150 push-ups, and 10 minutes of wall sets.
Yeah, he's been doing a really good job. Yeah, he's doing a lot of push-ups. So working out's become... And those who have gone before you can teach you about working out, right?
Yeah.
If I didn't show you what pull-ups were, you wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. And also I did 70 in a row.
70 push-ups.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that was my record.
Yep. They've got records. They're going back and forth. Well, let's switch gears and let's talk to Ransom a little bit. Ransom, tell us about your summer reading this year. Or not just summer reading. This goes back to the beginning of the school year last year.
I've read 26 books. Just let me read them to you. Number one, Redwall. Number two, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Number three, Chronicles of Narnia, the Magician's Nephew. Also, The Chronicles of Narnia, Horse and His Boy. Hatchet, Created for Work, Stonewall Jackson. Tintin.
Four or five books of Tintin.
Five Tintin books. I've read six Ninjago books, read two Dogman books, and Titanic, I Survived, Titanic Ghost Liners, and I Survived September 11th, The Action Bible, and I Survived World War II. I'm really into the I Survived books right now. I just actually finished I Survived World War II this morning.
Do you like?
Started and finished it in one sitting.
That's pretty cool. So what is it about the I Survived series that you like?
I've always loved like books about surviving, and I've always loved survivors.
Do you think in the survival stories, do you think you guys could survive more easily in the backcountry in Alaska or floating on a raft in the middle of the ocean? What do you guys think?
Alaska, probably.
Alaska?
Probably Alaska.
I think I would rather be somewhere like that than being in the middle of the ocean, because you have the opportunity to make fire to keep yourself warm. I'm kind of nervous about being in the ocean and sharks and stuff, and I know it'd be really cold. One of the books I just read was really a short story, but it was by Jack London, To Start a Fire. I mean, it was about a man who was in the Klondike. It was 80 degrees outside.
75.
Negative 75, okay. And he could not get a fire going, and he got a fire going once, and then it ended up going out.
He did it under a tree,
yeah.
And all the stuff kind of like loosened up the branches, and all the snow fell on the fire and him.
The melt went down on the fire that was going and squelched the fire, landed on him, and he'd already taken his socks off and his gloves off to try to get his feet and his hands warm. And he ended up, if you got to go read it. Jack London, you know, he wrote White Fang. The Call of the Wild. I think Call of the Wild came out in like 1902, and that brought him into some fame. We've just had a lot of fun this year reading our books, haven't we?
Yeah, we really have.
It's been a good time. I hope you guys have had a good time reading also. What are some other things? We went to Grey Wolf Lodge. Tell everybody about Grey Wolf Lodge.
Oh, so fun.
Well, we went to Water Park and we did a ropes course, and also we did mini golf.
Mini golf, ropes course, climbing.
Bowling. We said that. And bowling.
And bowling and the climbing wall.
Yeah, and there was this one slide that went around and around and around in circles, and then you went down this little thing, went down this hole. As Cayman and Luke did this exact same one.
Oh, they went to Grey Wolf too?
Yeah, they went into Gurnee.
Oh, they did?
Cayman and Luke Anderson.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they went into Gurnee, Illinois and did Great Wolf Lodge in Gurnee.
That's
did
cool.
The exact same slide as I did.
We did the same thing. You thought when we were in Gurnee. Wait, you tell that, then I was going to tell about the football story. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
But hold on. Finish telling that.
Okay. So I went down that slide the first time, and I was just in a single tube. I call it the toilet slide because it's just like a toilet. And then you go around, and then I hit the perfect corner and flipped upside down. And then I slid down, and the lifeguard goes, always stay in your tube.
Okay.
I didn't say anything because I didn't want to get embarrassed.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Everyone else called it the toilet slide, too.
Toilet slide.
They called it Coyote Canyon, but it's everybody. Nobody calls it Coyote Canyon. Everybody calls it the toilet slide.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Well, when we were there, we went to a park. We did some other things besides Great Wolf Lodge. We went and did some things in the town. We went to a park and played. And we left the park thinking, oh, my goodness, where's the football? No. It was a couple days later, and we thought, where did we leave the football? We couldn't find your football.
So we go to the park. It's not there anywhere. I know I left it at the park, though.
I did not come home with it. I left it at the park.
And you wanted this football because Valor gave it to you.
And I had my greatest game with it.
In CCFL, which is like Church Lake.
CCFL, yeah. 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And I just could not find this football anywhere. And I walk back to the car, get home, just check through everything. I was super sad about it. It was super special to me. It was the most special football I've ever had, by far. And I looked for this football everywhere. I looked through this bag of dirty clothes. And then I looked through another bag. It wasn't there in the bag of dirty clothes. And then I look in a couple different bags. Then I look at the dirty clothes bag again, and there it is. God put it there.
It was awesome. Because we were praying about it. We wanted you to find your football. Mm-hmm. I was bummed out for you. Because, I mean, it's not like it was a really expensive football.
It was fine.
Your brother got it for you.
$5.99.
Yeah, if I get it right. And we found it. It was awesome. We always, if we lose something, what are we always doing? We're praying about it.
Yeah, we're always
praying. I think it's important to pray about everything. Because God tells us to do that. And if we think there's something that we shouldn't pray about, then what are we really thinking? That like maybe God's not in charge of that area or that thing, or we can just do it on our own. So it's always better to bring our requests or our desires or our concerns to God in prayer and then trust him with his answers, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, so yes, Valor?
And also, I drank all my slushies.
We've been hearing you guys slurp those Slurpees. We heard that, definitely. So it was good?
Yeah, it was good.
Good deal.
I'm about to go Creed.
Yeah. Well, we're very excited because next week we're leaving again and we're going on a trip. We went on a trip with my mother, but now we're going on a trip with my in-laws, Jordan's parents. And we get to go on a trip to Branson to...
We're going to go to the Titanic Museum.
Maybe. What's it called? Big Cedar Lodge. We're going to Big Cedar Lodge. We got one of those Bass Pro vacations, the Blue Green vacations, and really looking forward to that. If you've never been... The Bass Pro in Springfield, Missouri. It's incredible. You definitely should go check that out.
You should definitely.
Guys, we're going to be back. We're sorry that it's taken 3 months. We're going to be done with We're going to be done with Boyhood and Beyond, but we're going to be getting into a lot of content that I think it's been fun for us. We'll get back to talking about knives and hunting. We're going to be getting into talking about football and cars, maybe. Maybe an episode on cool cars or expensive cars. Ranson's been getting into that.
I've been trying to... My birthday's tomorrow, and I'm really hoping I get a Hot Wheels Cybertruck, a Hot Wheels Porsche, and a Hot Wheels Tesla.
He's liking... He's got some expensive tastes on some of these vehicles. So we'll talk about all sorts of good stuff. Thanks so much for listening. Keeping with us. We'll be coming back soon.
Please subscribe, and I'll see you next time. Wait, and also, I just have a tiny, tiny bit left in my... Please do it.
Thank you for listening to the Sons and Slaves podcast. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes and pass this along to every father and son that you know.